Ecclesiastes 4, 7 and 8. Again, I saw vanity under the sun. One person who has no other, either son or brother, yet there's no end to all his toil. And his eyes are never satisfied with riches, so that he never asks, "For whom am I toiling and depriving myself of pleasure?" He never asks, "For whom am I toiling and depriving myself of pleasure?" Here's a guy that works. He's not a lazy person. It seems like there's no end to all his toil, quote. He works so hard, he deprives himself of pleasure, quote. Work, work. No time for holidays. But for all his work, he never stops long enough to ask himself the most important question. To what end? Where's this going? And the text seems to indicate that's about the biggest mistake that a worker can make. He never stops to ask, why am I doing what I'm doing? So I want to repeat something I did about 6 years ago. He never stops to ask. I want to talk about four questions to ask your wallet or your smartphone. Four questions to ask your wallet. One, is my kingdom giving marked with a generosity that's proportionate to me? Some of you are laughing, and I want to read this sentence again. Is my kingdom giving marked with a generosity that's proportionate to all my wealth? People richly devoted to Christ spend their wealth to help others discover Christ, like Marie was saying. Two, what does my spending say about what makes me truly happy? What does my spending say about what makes me truly happy? This is why Paul called money a root love. We all spend our money where our hearts are. If Christ makes you truly happy and content, the spending of your wealth will indicate that. Three, what does my spending suggest I'm collecting in this life? Everything you buy from Amazon is temporary. If eternity is real, I simply can't invest most of my wealth in anything as small and fleeting as material things. If there is an eternity ahead and a God more satisfying than all the world, my wallet should reveal it. Four, is my spending making a significant difference in the spread of the gospel across the earth? If the gospel is to run throughout the entire earth, it must have people to carry it. Those are the four questions to ask your wallet. Now, if we were all missionaries, we would all think this way automatically. We would see how we fit into God's plan. We would make sure wherever God called us that we carried out his purposes, his agenda for the nations. But most of us aren't missionaries. Most of us are fairly busy people. We try to serve God where we are. So here's my closing word to ordinary people like we. I want to close with a quote from a man most of you, I'm sure, have never heard of. His name is J. Campbell White. Just curious, when I say that name, how many people have any kind of registry with that? Yeah, none of us, nor I. He wrote these words in 1906. Quote, Most people aren't satisfied with the permanent output of their lives. Nothing can wholly satisfy the call of Christ within his followers except the adoption of Christ's purposes toward the world he came to redeem. Fame, pleasure, and riches, these are just husks and ashes in contrast with the boundless and abiding joy of working with God for the fulfillment of his plans. Those who are putting everything into Christ's undertaking are getting out of life its sweetest and most priceless rewards. Now, here's the thing about J. Campbell White. He was not a missionary. He was not a minister. Never went to Bible school or seminary. He was the founder of the Layman's Missionary Society in 1906. He was a businessman who had the vision to see what God was just starting to do through a movement called the Student Volunteer Missionary Movement in Washington. And he made this decision in his heart, quote, "If the lay people in North America could see the world as these Christian students see it, they could rise up in their strength and easily provide all the funds needed for their enterprise." And that's exactly what J. Campbell White did for the rest of his life, with the rest of his wealth. And the impact on the world was enormous. So here's the J. Campbell White lesson for everyone in this room and for Don Horben. To change the world, you don't need a lot of things. You only need to grasp one or two eternal realities and be set on fire by them. And that's within everyone's reach. It's the difference between theological truth, which you're trying to reach Bangladesh, the difference between theological truth, where we are, and functional truth. I'm amazed when the Lord speaks to my heart and convicts me how many of the things I know are theologically true, but not functionally true in my choices. I pray that those four questions you ask your wallet won't be just economic truth, but functional truth.